June 25th, 2017, the Feast of the United Hearts, 3 p.m. service. Jesus and Blessed Mother are here with their hearts exposed, and in front of them is the image of the United Hearts. Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate." Blessed Mother says, "All praise be to Jesus." Jesus says, "We have come at the direction of God the Father to be with you today. Some believe, some do not believe. I am holding your petitions in my sacred heart. Do not give up hope. Be courageous in your prayer efforts. Pray for the conversion of the world every day. Today, I tell you that my Father's divine will is not elusive, but is easily discovered when you are traveling through the chambers of our United Hearts. The Father sends me today to reiterate the importance of the United Hearts revelation. The journey through the chambers of our United Hearts is the journey into union, even immersion, into the divine will of my Father. No other path has been given like it. The journey is a way of life, a commitment to personal holiness. This journey dictates the embrace of holy love. Holy love dictates the embrace of the commandments, as it is the embodiment of the commandments. The United Hearts revelation is God's ordaining will for every soul. No one enters eternal life who does not embrace holy love. Today, I invite each of you to follow holy love into the chambers of our United Hearts. Our hearts sorrow for the disregard most people have for their own salvation. This is reflected in their disinterest between good and evil. Decide to allow our United Hearts sovereignty over your human efforts towards holiness. Commit to making the spiritual journey through our United Hearts, thus uniting your efforts to the divine. Your smallest efforts will be matched by our greatest graces. To follow the journey through the chambers of our United Hearts is to follow God's divine will. Today, we are extending to you the blessing of our United Hearts.